Sure, let's take a moment. When you heard about the initiative to grow the sheep industry, was it something that you said, this fits Ohio?
We already had that initiative in our before time. We've been trying to do that down there, and I think one of the difficulties that we had was that there's a kind of perception that sheep are difficult to handle. So when we, well, luckily I would say, got into with the Amish community, they tend to handle details if they know what details to handle. And so, you know, it's been a real blessing working with them, and they tend to be their own promoters. The people next to them will see what they're doing, and they want to do the same. And some of them have used other livestock, dairy heifers and some things like that, and that kind of has its ups and downs. But the people have been in the sheep committee or sheep community down there for probably 15 years was when the first one started. In that amount of time, that they've seen that that's been a real steady income, and it's been something that they can depend on, and that's what they're looking for.
You also talked about having land suitable for sheep.
Yeah, I think that, you know, we have to be realistic. You know, not all land in Ohio is a good place to put corn and beans, you know, and of course with the ethanol, that's been a real challenge. So what we have down there is really quite a bit of land that if we can manage it for the forage production, which it does real well at, then we end up with a product that's, you know, we can get the big machinery and harvest it, but it's dangerous. And then you got to sell that product. But with the lambs, they do their own harvesting. And what we found is, you know, we can go in there with what I would call a low overhead, primarily, you know, out the perimeter fencing, a little bit of cross fencing with electricity is usually what we would prefer. And then once we get that all done, then from that point on, it's just a matter of the growing the sheep. Usually, most of our experience has been we want to grow them in our own flock. Get as many as you can from one source to begin with, and then grow them from that flock. Because what we find is that if you're not careful, you can find sheep, but not all sheep are clean. You know, there's foot rot, there's parasites, there's other problems. So if you can grow them from within, and you know, I think as we mentioned here that, you know, we got about a year, we can have a lamb hit the ground, and a year from now she can lamb. So, you know, that you look at other species that use forage, we don't have that, but we do with them. And so that gives us another chance to grow quickly compared to other species. So that's been what we've tried to do.